While schoolyard scraps and fights are nothing new, increasingly school districts across the country are enlisting the help of local law enforcement to keep their students safe. The National Center for Education Statistics reports 63% of secondary schools used some sort of security staff 13 years ago, and 10 years later, that number had gone up to 72%. In Columbia, Mayor Brian Treese is hoping to eventually increase the number of school resource officers employed in the schools, but parents and community members in Columbia worry that this increased security presence is endangering the very students they're there to protect. Reporters Mawa Iqbal and Isabel Lohman spoke with Columbia parents and community members about their concerns. Here's Isabel Lohman.
It's a fall Saturday afternoon in Columbia, but instead of running errands or unwinding at home, parents are at Papadou's Soul Food Restaurant. They want to talk about the violence their children are witnessing in their schools and neighborhoods. The discussion flows freely. Parents chat about their fear of kids getting involved in gangs, to absent parents, to the way students are treated in Columbia public schools.
Not only are we afraid, but we're allowing the school system to make our children into examples of the prison pipeline system.
Candace Holmes Barnes is hosting the event. She has four children in the district and is especially worried about her kids being funneled from school into the criminal justice system, a phenomenon known as the school-to-prison pipeline. Her oldest daughter was arrested for being in a fight last year at Smithton Middle School.
Not only is it just domestic violence or violence in the street, it's a lot of different things that are going on in this community that needs help.
Holmes Barnes is challenging others to work with her so they can make some changes in the way children are disciplined at Columbia schools. One concern, the presence of school resource officers. School resource officers are trained city police officers who spend their days inside schools. In Columbia, there are four resource officers spread across three high schools and two middle schools. The school district puts officers in school buildings to build relationships with students and staff. Things like cheering students on at football games or giving roses to performers in school plays. But they also arrest students. There were 94 arrests made at the district's middle school's last academic year. 70 of those arrests were made by school resource officers.
Do we have a staff report?
Yes, sir. Thank you. This public hearing's for the construction.
City leaders say it's hard to build relationships with students when officers are stretched too thin. At a recent Columbia City Council meeting, Columbia Mayor Brian Treese led a discussion about the need for funding more resource officers.
I mean, I struggle with, you know, are our school resource officers spread too thin, and vice versa, are the ones we have too complacent in the schools that they're in? And I mean, ultimately, we want more school resource officers. I'm just not sure how we get there yet.
But the goal to increase the number of officers in schools was met with concern from community members.
Good evening, Tracy Wilson.
Tracy Wilson Kleekamp is president of local activist group Race Matters Friends. She'd like to see CPS apply restorative justice practices. That means working with students to identify and problem solve the root cause of their behavior.
We were getting in an entanglement with the school district as we wanted them to actually apply equity and restorative practices to how they manage students. And so we haven't gotten any proof that that's an institutional practice. So we asked them for data to show us that the practices that they're doing right now, the training, et cetera, are effective. Because they have a problem with suspensions and arrests for black children.
The U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights found that during the 2015-2016 school year, black students represented 15% of total student enrollment and 31% of students who were referred to law enforcement. On the other hand, white students represented 49% of total student enrollment and accounted for 36% of those referred to law enforcement. That's nationally. CPS spokesperson Michelle Baumstark said in a phone call with KBIA that officers are mandated to go through equity training at the National Conference for Community Justice in St. Louis. Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says the school district and local law enforcement try to deal with certain student offenses without referring them to the juvenile justice system.
So the police chief has a real vision for what is considered community policing, built on relationships, not just on enforcement of law, but rather recognizing that it is through relationship that better things happen for any of us. And so the school resource officers are supposed to be, and I believe that they are about really integrating themselves into the school.
Assault third degree. You need to transfer down to the police department. Photograph fingerprinted and potentially sent to JJC for your choices.
This is the sound of former CPS school resource officer Tony Ash placing handcuffs on a student in Smithson Middle School.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
She was 13 years old at the time, and Ash was making this arrest after a fight in the girls' bathroom.
It starts off that, of course, it's a child's fight, you know, and I accept the fact that she should be fighting in school.
The mother of the student being arrested is Iona Grissom. She says her daughter was a victim of bullying.
The way I look at it, and of course, I'm from an older generation, that it's normally the school would immediately call the parents, try to work something out, and they failed to do that. He just went straight for the police officer.
Grissom and her daughter found themselves in juvenile court. A juvenile officer conducted a social investigation that outlines the student's behavior and home life. The student was expected to attend programming, but her mother says her daughter won't attend because she's not a bully. The next court date is an April check-in. Grissom says she's fearful for her daughter's future.
Now that she has this Class C felony, only one thing can just do it, and they're part of the system which literally try to steal my baby away from me, and I refuse to let that happen.
There's lots of ways we're asking children to leave the classroom throughout the day.
Lauren Arend is a professor of early childhood education at MU. Her research involves finding ways that teachers and students can safely express their identities. She says having more officers in schools can promote a punishment model where students are sent out of the classroom when they misbehave. Aaron says this model often targets students of color.
And again, when we're seeing certain groups of children asked to leave the classroom more than others, we have a concern if we're providing an equitable educational experience for all the kids in our schools.
Aaron says a clash in training that teachers and officers receive is at the heart of this punishment model.
Because we have institutions that focus on the preparation of teachers and school leaders, which take into account theories of learning, ways of building relationships with children, appropriate responses to children when they are upset or non-compliant, de-escalation strategies. Those all are part of pedagogy of teaching. And when we think about what police officers are trained in, it's an entirely different field.
Back at Papadou's, parents and advocates are loading up paper plates with fried chicken and exchanging ideas on how to speak out for their children.
How can we take up ourselves, take up our community, set goals for our children?
They fill out Office of Civil Rights complaints and public comment forums for the next school board meeting in the hopes that their involvement will keep their children safe.
That was a special report from KBIA News with reporters Mawa Iqbal and Isabel Lohman. Thanks for listening.